Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 22, 1951, a caption in the Barbados Advocate referred to the frequency of landslides in the parish of St. Andrew and the impact this had on food cultivation. A possible solution to this crisis was to increase tree planting in the area where land slippage was more prevalent, as this would greatly reduce the risk. However, some of the planters in the parish disagreed with this notion. One such planter was a Mr. Ingram, the owner of both Turner's Hall and Swans within the parish. He claimed that the trees did little to mitigate the impact of landslides. He also felt that some trees on his property, measuring 5 feet in girth, had been toppled due to landslides. On one occasion, a mango tree belonging to a neighboring property was uprooted and made its way into Ingram's land. In addition, several of his cart roads were impassable as a result of the frequent landslides in the area. Such was the magnitude of these events. Much of the Scotland district, representing one-seventh of the island's land area, can be found in the parish of St. Andrew. Its soils, which have a high concentration of clay, made it conducive to mudslides when heavy rainfalls occur. This issue was pointed out by Mr. Ingram, as he was hopeful that he would at least match his cane production of the previous year, as too much rainfall made the area swampy. One such landslide occurred in October 1901 when the village of Boscobel was completely destroyed. According to Woodville Marshall, in his Place Names of Barbados, more than 460 acres slumped eastwards to the sea, destroying plantation buildings and about 100 houses in the village. The nearby Breedy's Sugar Mill was completely covered, only to be revealed once more during the 1938 flood. As the water receded, it disappeared again for the final time. In the Scotland district, therefore, planters were cognizant in their selection of what should be planted. Most Barbadian planters would cultivate sugar canes along with other provisional crops interspersed between the canes, such as yams, sweet potatoes, corn, and peas. They too were ever mindful of the rainfall, as too much or too little would affect the yield of the harvest.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.